This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today, and I'm glad to be with you. Do you know what Romans 8:1 says? There is therefore, and whenever there is a therefore, let's see what it's there for. There is therefore, now, not tomorrow, now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. No condemnation. Condemnation is of the devil. Condemnation is not of God. I remember when St. Paul and what he said about that. One thing I do, I forget what lies behind and I press on to what lies ahead, life in Christ Jesus. No condemnation, no condemnation. Once I go to confession and confess my sins to God and to the priest and to the church, no condemnation. I am free, free, free. It is not God's will that we be condemned. I don't care what you've done. The blood of Jesus not only forgives us, but goes down to the roots of where the sin originated. I need the blood of Jesus. I need to preach the blood of Jesus. I need to proclaim the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know on July 1st, that used to be the feast of the precious blood of Jesus? Even when I was a young boy, I knew that was a wonderful feast. I knew that was the great and awesome feast, the feast of the precious blood of Jesus. The scripture says, there is no forgiveness of sin except through the blood of Jesus. That's real. Then why don't people preach the blood? I have no idea. I remember talking to one of the people that were on WROL, and I said to him, you never preach the blood. You know what he said to me? You preach it enough for both of us. I said, would that I did. Would that I did. The precious blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of your sins. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many times you've done it. Once you've confessed it, it's over through the blood of Jesus. Catherine of Siena, when she went to confession to the priest and to the church and to Christ, she said, I'm going under the blood. Oh, she knew what was happening. She was going under the blood when she confessed her sins in the sacrament of penance. I tell you, we need to preach about the blood. We need to tell people that the blood not only washes away our sins, but takes the root out of the sin and destroys it. And then we ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. How we need that infilling of the Holy Spirit. You know where I'm going to be? In Halifax, Our Lady of the Lakes Chapel. Oh, yes, I'm going to be there. I've been praying that the Lord would send me places to do more preaching. I want to preach, but I want to live it too. I don't only want to be the person who preaches. You know why? Because I'll go to hell if I don't live what I preach by the grace of God. Oh, yes, it tells us in James that those who teach the word of God are more responsible than anybody else. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to tell you things that I don't do, things that I don't want to do that. I'm not telling you I'm perfect. I'm totally imperfect. But I do try to do what I tell you to do. I want to live it You see, it's not only in the preaching of the gospel, it's the living of the gospel, the living of Christ's life within us. Are you living with Jesus today? Are you living in the power of the Holy Spirit today? How are you living today? Are you upset, broken, needy, poor? Well, that's wonderful, because there's one Savior, and his name is Jesus for you. You don't have to go any further, but look to the crucified, risen Savior. You're broken and needy and poor. You feel like a penny waiting for change. It's time to turn to the Lord Jesus. I know someone just snapped on the radio and he hears this madman talking about the blood of Jesus, not the madman. I am an evangelist, hallelujah, one of the gifts of the Spirit. I am an evangelist telling good news to people. When I was ordained, do you want to know what I preached about? I preached about evangelism. I preached about the necessity to proclaim Jesus as Lord, Savior, Christ, and the forgiveness of our sins. That was in 1979. I've been doing it ever since by the grace of God. Not perfectly. Please, who is perfect but only the Lord Jesus? But doing it, proclaiming the blood of the Lamb that brings salvation and forgiveness. You may have the deepest sin in the world, but the blood of Jesus forgives and uproots that sin. He does. Go to confession. How sad. You know, psychiatrists have increased during the last several years, 10 years, 20 years. You know why? People don't go to confession, so they have to pay a man or a woman to hear their sins. But I'm going to tell you one thing about that man or woman. I've gone to psychiatrists, but I'm going to tell you, they could not forgive my sins. I needed Jesus and the church to forgive my sins. Oh, yes. I'm not talking against psychiatry. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying that they have a point that they can help you until that point. But when it comes to the forgiveness that you need, it's only in the blood of Jesus. They can't do it unless they're Christian. If they're Christian, they can lead you to the cross. They can lead you to the blood, and you can be forgiven. Oh, yes. You know what? It's really sad that on Saturday when I was young, there were two rows waiting to go to confession. Two rows of bench rows at the church. No more. No more. Because you know what? I'm so good. I don't rob banks and I don't kill people. No, but you're as proud could be. And you know, you need to go to confession. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for Father to come home from India because I want to go to confession. I want to unburden all the garbage that I have and what I've done. Oh, you say, what have you done? You're an older person. You're a priest. And listen, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not some, but all. But the good news is that in Christ Jesus, there is forgiveness. That's the good news. That's wonderful news. And I'm telling you what the psychiatrist can't do, the God of Israel and of the church can do. Uproot your sins and fill the empty spaces with the Holy Spirit. That's good news. Unfortunately, people stopped going to confession. Now they're paying hundreds of dollars an hour for psychiatry. I'll tell you, I've been to psychiatrists, and I've had a wonderful man who loves the Lord, but he could not forgive my sins. He didn't have that power. Jesus gave the church that power to forgive sins. You read it. I don't have to just tell you, go to John 20 and say, what the Word of God says, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven, whose sins you retain shall be retained. That's what God says in John 20. Oh, yes, people have come to me going to confession, and I could assure them when they leave this door that they have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus, as the absolution has been given in the name of the God of Israel and of the church. People don't know. They don't know the power of penance, the power of confession. You see, it's so simple. Because the devil is the condemner. Oh, he'll point to you all that you've done. He'll have you go and smell it and have you go and taste it. And he'll say, you're too far gone. He's a rotten liar. That's what he is, a rotten liar. No one is too far gone. Not even Judas was too far gone. If he had returned to ask forgiveness from the Lord Jesus, no one is too far gone. But you don't know what I've done. Well, you know what? You don't know what I've done either. And I'm not telling. I went to confession. I don't have it anymore. I've been forgiven. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Huh? You see, you think old people can't sin. Well, I can tell you, we can sin in our minds. Oh, yes, once when I was a young priest, I said to another person that was a priest, old people don't sin. He says, you're absolutely wrong. They can have things in their minds that they want, that they commit sin in their minds. Now I'm old. I don't want to be old, but I am old. And I say, it's so easy to have things in your mind to bring against people. I don't want to be against people. I want to be for Jesus, and I want to be for people, even for the people who have hurt me. Oh, yes, I don't want to give them any trouble. I want to bless the people who have hurt me. I want to ask Jesus to bring them to the cross and let his love shine upon them. Yes, the people that hurt me. That's real. That's real. What's holding many people back is you've not forgiven the people who've hurt you. Now let's look at it. Did they do wrong? Absolutely. Were they sorry? Probably not. What do I do when I am faced with people who have sinned against me and they're not sorry? What do? I go to the cross and I borrow forgiveness from Jesus. I don't have that forgiveness. Neither do you. Go to the crucified and borrow forgiveness from Jesus. How do you do it? I go to the crucified and say, Lord, I need your forgiveness for the person who hurt me so much. Please give me your forgiveness. I forgive, and I say the name. I forgive, and I say the name. That's it. God will give you that forgiveness if you want it. It's free. And you know what will happen when you receive that forgiveness? You can be set free. Oh, yes, set free. Free to love. Free to love. People are so tied up that they cannot love anymore. They cannot love anymore. I remember thinking one day, after I'd been hurt to the core of my being, I said, I will never love again. And you know what? I lied. Because when you don't love, you may as well go into the ground 6 feet under. 6 feet under. But you've been hurt. Oh, yes, I've been hurt. You've been sinned against. Yes, I have been. But what does God call me to do? He calls me to do what Jesus did on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And if I don't have it, I go to the crucified and borrow it from Jesus. It's as simple as that. I don't want to hold anything against anybody, no matter what they've done to me. I don't want to hold anything against anybody, no matter what they've done to me. I want to say, God, I choose to forgive in the name of Jesus. I choose to forgive in the name of Jesus. And not only that, would you bless the person who messed me up? Would you bless them? Would you bless them with the choicest blessings? You don't want to carry this garbage, because this garbage will set you not on fire with the Holy Spirit, but will set you on fire with the garbage man. No, you don't need it. You don't need it. And if you can't forgive, go to the crucified and ask him, I want to borrow your forgiveness today. I want to borrow your forgiveness today. And Lord Jesus, as I borrow your forgiveness, I set this person free who hurt me. Oh, they hurt me to the core. Oh, they hurt me and even wished I were dead. But today I forgive them with the forgiveness that comes from the cross. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That means now. And you know what? If there's no condemnation, we are called to live like Jesus. Oh, we do it imperfectly. No one does it perfectly. But we are called to love God with our whole heart, mind, and soul. And we are called to love our neighbor, not as ourselves. Love one another as I have loved you. It's a new commandment. Oh, yes, even the people who messed you up. Even the people who messed you up. How do I love those people that messed me up? I want to borrow forgiveness from Jesus. And I want to say, I forgive them. I forgive them. Would you bless them now? Bless them, bless them, bless them. And I forget it. I don't want to I don't want to go back to it. It's done. It's been finished. You see, I'll tell you, the sacrament of penance is a wonderful, powerful sacrament. When we were kids, we would go to confession every 2 weeks. What sin do kids commit? I'll tell you, kids commit sin. You know, the sin of being selfish? It's very easy, especially in the United States. We need to confess our sins because we need to receive forgiveness from the blood of the Lamb. There is now, therefore, no condemnation. So if you're being condemned, I won't tell you. Go into the toilet and flush it, because it's not of God. It's not of God. God doesn't condemn. I have come to the world not to condemn the world, he says, but that the world might be saved through me. John 3rd chapter. I've not come to condemn the world. I've come to save. His blood is our salvation. Thanks be to God. His blood is our reconciliation. Thanks be to God. His blood is our forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the blood of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Blessed be his name now and forever. And his name is Jesus, the name above every other name, the name of Jesus, the name that one day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Don't wait for that day. Do it today. Confess that name. Praise that name. Ask that person to enter your heart and to forgive you now. To say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, cover me with your blood. Jesus, I'm sorry. Then go to confession. Go to confession. Go to confession. We have confession every Saturday, 12 to 2, at St. John the Baptist in Quincy. We also have confession Wednesday night during the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. People confessing their sins, being washed with the blood of the Lamb. I told you what Catherine of Siena would say when she went to confession. I'm going under the blood. Oh, how the church needs to preach the blood. How the church needs to proclaim the power of the precious blood of Jesus. You know why? First Peter tells us we were not saved with any diminishable price of silver or gold, but we have been saved through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that tonight when we go to Mass, that blood will be upon the altar. Thank you, Jesus. And we don't even know that we don't even preach the power of the blood. We have it on the altar, but so many people don't preach the power of the blood. Well, you know what? I'll preach it. I'll preach it, because even Hitler could have been forgiven if he was repentant. You say, no, that, no, no, yeah, even him. Even that, I won't say it. Even him, if he was repentant. It only takes a little time to say, Jesus, I want to borrow your forgiveness. I want to borrow your repentance from the cross. You see, it's all about the cross. Jesus did his best work on the cross. He said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men and women unto myself. That's you. That's me. On the cross, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, just make a time to go to confession. Get rid of it. Tell it all. Give it up. Don't let the devil remind you of your sins. I know. I've been in front of those abortion mills. And you know what? We're there to tell the women, we have another choice. We want to help you. But you want to know what happens when they leave that abortion mill? The devil says, you killed your child. The church says, come and receive forgiveness. Oh, yes, the devil tells the poor woman who just had an abortion, when she leaves the door and down the stairs, you just killed your child. The Lord speaks to his church. There is forgiveness in the blood of Jesus through the sacrament of penance. Don't listen to Slewfoot. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. From the beginning, Jesus told us that. Are you in the Gospels? Read the Gospels, especially John's Gospel. Read them and let them become real to you. Let them become alive to you. Open it up to the Gospel of John and read it. Let the Word of God, rich as it is, bring salvation. Bring you to the cross. Bring you to the empty tomb. And you know what? I've been praying that God would give me places to preach at. But let me tell you this. The preacher is held under the light of God. He is held. He's got to do what he says. He's got to do what he says. Can't just preach to people. He's got to live it by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. No other way, by the grace of the living God. Do you know today that the living God is in love with you. Do you know that today? Well, let's ask him to show you. Pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Fill me with forgiveness. Fill me with forgiveness. Let the blood of Jesus root out my sins. Let the blood of Jesus root out my sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, not only forgive my sins, but baptize me in the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.